Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, and welcome back to Mission Accepted. We are excited, so are you. And I know you're excited because you continually tell me that you are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. There's nothing better than people like, you know, I take it more than a testimonial. I'm like, we're delivering what you want to hear. And that's super important because we're called Mission Accepted. People that are on the show have taken a mission. More importantly, they've stayed on the mission. More importantly, some of them have changed their missions and they continue the path of passion. Their mission is passion, and how that shows up can be in many different ways, which is like our guest here today. But you are on a mission. You are either changing your personal life or your business life, or you by nature probably wouldn't be here unless you want to go, hey, look at you go. No, thanks. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for giving your comments. We super, super appreciated it. And if you are listening to us today, or you're videoing us today, or watching us live on video, we appreciate you. And today, very, very excited. So we have Gail Lynn in the house today. And this woman has not only taken on a mission for her own passion, but by that many powerful people that are entrepreneurs that have curated their experience, meaning they've had some experience, they have found their way to self, they start being what I call servant leaders. And they fall into these incredible entrepreneurial categories of fulfilling passion, fulfilling what it is they're supposed to be here to do, and it impacts so many. It's beyond that one-to-one. It really is that one-to-many. And so I don't tend to read full bios. You guys and gals know that, but let me do that with Gail because it encapsulates so well what she does, and then we're going to dig a little bit into why and how she does it. So look, Gail is a renowned visionary, inventor, and pioneer in the realm of frequency healing. And if you have been listening, if you've been hearing, you know the word vibration. It's funny. I was listening to some records. I'm a record girl. You guys all know that. To some music this week on Sunday. I was like, it's usually my record day. And do you remember that song, Good Vibrations? Like, I don't know if it's the Temptations that sing it or whatever, but everybody knows that song. Everybody's tapped into vibration. So she is fostering a paradigm shift in wellness and celebrated for her groundbreaking creation, the Harmonic Egg, which I had an experience in a couple of weeks ago. And it was very interesting. And the Lift, L-I-F-T, light capsule. These innovative sound and light frequency chambers designed with the aim of fostering holistic healing and wellness stands as a testament to Gail's visionary approach to promoting mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. She is also the author of Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. And if there's anything that I've just said that I love more, it's got to be this sentence: why science is looking to the past for the future of medicine. I think that's very profound. And I think we could all give a couple of head shakes when we hear that statement. So Gail, welcome to the Mission Accepted Show.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to see you again.
I know, you too, you too. You've been abundant. You've been abundant in your life with, and that's what happens when you're on passion. I always say there's a chapter, if you've read the book, or for those of you that have read the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, I found that book in my 20s. And I read it and I read it and I read it because I was an entrepreneur in my mind before I was an entrepreneur, you know, put my wares to the market, right? And I just remember falling in love with that book, and, you know, for reasons we all know now. But there was something in that book that I really loved. And it was like, when, and whether it's riches or opportunities, but it says, when the riches come, they will come so fast. It's like you've never known where they've been, right? Because you're on the climb or what have you. And the same thing with opportunities. And I definitely absolutely see that for you, where it's like things are just coming because you have become, what it is that you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know that we talked pre-show, you know, you did the college thing, you've had multiple careers, you're on your fourth, entrepreneurial project. Let's talk a little bit about, how did that bridge? You went to college. Why? And where are we today?
Oh my gosh. So I've been in automotive engineering, telecommunications, international business, Hollywood, and now this. And I almost said mission not accepted. when God, source, my guides, whatever word you use, that you get this vision and this download, I was like, oh no. I do not want to do anything health and wellness, because I wasn't healthy and I was struggling to get my health back. And here the universe is saying, you're going to help people get their health back. I said, well, I better get mine back first. So I almost did a mission not accepted, which is kind of funny. And every door was closed. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so good at being a project manager, at doing operations. I'm great with budgets. I'm great with corporate stuff. And so I thought the biggest gift is to not use your God-given gift. And I thought that was my God-given gift. It was not. This is my God-given gift. And the more I said yes to this, the more abundant everything became. In my signature, I call it let it flow. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we need to let things flow. We can't force things to happen, but life, LIFE, let it flow effortlessly. And that's what life's about. And when things are hard or you hit a brick wall, we really need to look at, we're going to let it flow or let it go. And if it's not flowing, maybe we should let it go. So I feel like just creating the space for people to heal and having humility in my, in this download of the harmonic egg, and just continually creating abundance for everyone and creating a world that works for everyone. I think that the universe has just gifted me so much. I'm so blessed. And I just want to inspire people that they can do it too. I'm not anybody special. I wasn't born rich. My family was blue collar, low education. I was the first one to go to college. And I thought it was to get an education. And after 13 years of just changing my majors and changing colleges, I realized for me, it was about the game to get the piece of paper. And everything that I've learned about where I am today was self-taught or taught by doctors that are on the cutting edge and helping me learn. So it's been really a crazy fun journey.
So I've talked about the harmonic egg. You've talked about the harmonic egg. This is what is in your world right now. This is where, like you said, your callings got you. Let's describe that. Because when I first met you and you were talking about a harmonic egg, and I happen to have a holistic health background, so I could definitely relate to that it has frequency. And most people are past the infrared stage of understanding a little bit about light and frequency. And you can correct us on that. But when I went and had an experience of the harmonic egg, it was very different, not different in that I knew that I was going to be in a healing chamber, but holy cow, when I walked in, I was like, wow, this is seriously, it's the shape of an egg, but it was larger than I thought. It was more profound than I thought. So can you explain, how does one start owning a company? And we should say, when you said to me, there's 141 of these harmonic eggs out there, and I saw the size of it, I was like, holy cow. So what is a harmonic egg truly? And how did you decide? Because you just talked about, college and multiple papers and Hollywood, and she does what? She sells eggs.
I know, right? It sounds crazy that people are lining up to buy these large wooden eggs. So what I believe is happening is we're vibrational beings of light and sound from God, from source. And, the ancients used instruments and they used sound and light for healing. So when we talk about the book, looking to the past for the future of medicine, and so many people, Tesla, Einstein, Edgar Cayce, other people have said that the future of medicine is frequencies. And so then we have the solfeggio suite, but I don't use that. I feel like we're all vibrating at different hertz. And so, which is also frequency. So we use those terms interchangeably. And I felt like What if somebody were to go in at 528 hertz, but they're vibrating at 600 or 700 hertz and they're in a space of love? It might actually bring them down. So I created the music, consciously created music for the harmonic egg to be of the waveforms of instruments, to immerse you in a wooden egg that has sacred geometry and Tesla mathematics. So I brought together the joke of the universe was I needed to be an engineer. I needed to have international business experience. I needed to have like on-camera Hollywood extemporaneous communication experience. And now I laugh because I remember being born and I remember something in the room, which wasn't tangible, rubbing their hands together and saying, "She's here." And now I'm starting to understand what that meant. And I'm going to try not to cry. I didn't know what I was here for. And now I do. I feel like the harmonic egg in that immersive experience really allows you to connect to your source energy, to connect to your higher self, to be able to see. And I'm talking about not with our physical eyes, but our third eye, our intuition. The more sessions I do, the more intuitive I am, the more compassionate I am, the more loving I am, the more I can see how we're all one, how we're all connected. We're all in this together. And I can have so much love and empathy now that I never had before because of all my baggage from being hurt. And this person did this to me. Nobody did anything to me. Now I can see that we live our stories, and our stories are crap. Our stories are holding us back from our true, you know, passion and purpose. I mean, I was molested by a priest when I was 14 through 16 years old. It's not my story anymore. I thank him now because now I get to share how I got through that with people, the sicknesses that I've had and how I've overcome them. I get to share that. That all happened for a reason so that I can be blessed to teach. So you're in this immersive experience for 40 minutes of music and 10 minutes of silence with consciously created music and the light colors just for you, for your intention that you set with the practitioner. And it's a beautiful experience. I feel funny to say I invented it because I didn't invent anything. It came through me, not from me. And it's a beautiful expression for people to find their balance, their homeostasis, and just come into being. And it's, I know you had a great experience and I know we won't have time to really chat about it, but it's really magical.
It is magical. And for those of you trying to put it together, it's literally sitting in a beautiful, comfortable, almost like lazy boy chair for those know what that is, you know, and having your practitioner give me a little conversation, I had a little aromatherapy, setting an intention, and just allowing yourself to go in. And one of the things that I love about it is I love allowance. I call it allowance therapy, where you just allow what's happening and you have an opportunity to go within. I mean, for me, it was like, oh, it was like all of a sudden I was out, and, you know, visualizations and what have you. And it really was allowing the frequency and the healing to do exactly what it needed to do. Because sometimes we don't know what that is, or we want a result, and sometimes trying to, you know, banter our way through to get to that result. But yeah, it was a beautiful experience. So it just encapsulated in this beautiful egg.
Yeah, I had a session last week in the Grand Junction, Colorado egg. And, you know, we don't know what we're holding on to trauma wise. My parents passed away back to back in 2017. My dad had, you know, mesothelioma is what I believe. It was a misdiagnosis of COPD. And my mom, 11 weeks later, had a brain aneurysm and died. Shocking. And so we lose our dad, then we lose our mom. And I thought, oh, I've processed it. It's been almost 8 years. And the night of the session, we process things in the dream state. That's how we can clear a lot of emotions. So often you'll have really crazy dreams after an egg session. And I had this dream that my mom got mad at the family and then she just left. It's kind of what's happened. And we never heard from her again. And I asked my dad, I said, "Where's mom?" He said, "I don't know." And she just left. I said, "Have you heard from her?" He said, "No." And we're all just dumbfounded. Where did mom go? And I thought, wow, she really did abandon us unexpectedly. And so the dream was processing that deep trauma that I didn't really realize was still there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about healing, right? Is that it allows us to do things to, because sometimes we don't know, because it's not logical, right? It's not logical. Someone dies and people be like, that's not called abandonment, that's called death. But in the scenario or how we perceive it or how it sits in our body or what it triggers, like what it triggers, what does it feel kind of like? That felt kind of like this time where I was abandoned in this relationship, or it kind of felt like, and it's just enough to kick off that, you know, that experience. So, wow. Okay. So you talk a lot about getting downloads, and there's one thing about getting downloads. Then there's another thing about taking it forward, moving it into the world, building 141 locations, continuing to build all over the world. There's a decision that happens, right? So a lot of people get downloads. A lot of people go, oh, I know, there's a book inside me. You know what I mean? Gonna write it one day. So what made you decide to take all this information and forge forward and actually turn it into a business? And let's talk about what's up and coming, which is the TV, you know, which is the TV show. So where do you say yes? Why did you say yes? And what does that look like?
That's a great question. And I can't tell you, I think I would say to people that you have to be brave. Mm-hmm. And there's a Janice Stanfield song that says, what would you do today if you were brave? And that song is so beautiful. And if you were brave, you'd say yes to the things that come through. And I am crazy enough to say yes. And even when this came through and I was seeing it, I asked a manufacturer, can you build this? And he said, no, you can't build a large wooden egg with all the planes. And what I mean is the different, because it's a 3D model, it has to cross a lot of different angles and what I call planes to be able to be built. And he said, it can't be built. And I remember, you know, I did the Stephen Covey stuff and the Brian Tracy stuff. And I said, you know, Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. And I remember his statement to me was, well, you're not Walt Disney. And then that just fuels my fire, because if you tell me I can't do something, get out of my way and I will show you. And that's kind of how the movie started. When I made a movie in Hollywood and people said, have you ever made a movie before? I said, no, but how hard can it be? Which was, it's hard. And so I've said to people, how long does it take the average person to A, make a movie, B, get a black belt in karate, C, start a business? Well, the average person doesn't do it. You have to be above average. So that's the answer. The average person doesn't do it. You have to be brave. You have to take risks. I have lost everything 4 or 5 times and it doesn't stop me. There's a song, you know, I get knocked down and I get up again. Nothing's going to keep me down. That's like my motto. Just push me down. I'm getting back up again. And it seemed too important to humanity, to the earth, to not do this. So I asked somebody else, can this be done? And they said, yes. So I just said, you know, I got a no. So how many no's do I need to get a yes? Look at Thomas Edison said he found 999 ways to not make a light bulb, because then that last time the light bulb worked. Right. So how many no's did I have to get? I only got one no. Then I got a yes. So that was easy. So it's really interesting. And I really want to inspire people to say yes, because a lot of people have told me, oh, I had that download about a large wooden egg, but they didn't do anything with it. So the energy and the information's out there in the universe for you to just pull in, but you got to be brave.
Now, isn't that interesting? And I think that, you know, it's funny, right? Because I can hear kind of some of the questions of the people that will be listening to this when they're not even listening yet. But when you say that you've come across people that have had downloads of eggs, I'm sure there's people out there right now going, really? Like, never, I never thought that, right? When there's something that's so obviously unique, right? Like, how could more than one person think that? Or how could there be more than one Walt Disney? Or how can there be more than one Tesla? Or how can there be more? But there's many. There's many, many, many people that have had this. That's why there's the world of patents and trademarks, because people have the same idea, right? And like you said, it's that I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to work around it. And that's where those natural thoughts that come in, that's an entrepreneur. That's a creative person. That's someone that's, you know, willing to test it. That's willing to find out how when you don't know, and going with the concept. So, and it's funny because people say, oh, you know, I want to open a bakery. No one's like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's so good. You're so great at making blah, blah, blah. How many bakeries are there in the world that are absolutely rock star successful? Many, many, right? Because they're really good at one thing. And so people don't think about it. But, you know, when you said, oh, I've heard other people have this download, and you're like, interesting, how interesting. So tell us a little bit about, so you were in Hollywood and you made a movie before, sounds like, and now I know that you've made a movie about this. So maybe tell us that experience. Movie making, harmonic egg, not a natural maybe we go to, but what's the gut of this movie? What is it that made you do this movie? Because you're right, it's not easy. I've talked to enough producers and directors to know you got to raise money, you got to have money. There's so many moving parts, right? So tell us what made you decide to go from 141 locations. Oh, I'll just turn this into a movie. What do you want people to hear?
Well, I did not want it to be an infomercial for the egg, so it is not. I wanted, the more egg sessions that I did, I realized we're all connected, we're all one. And in the United States, we say, united we stand, divided we fall. And we're seeing a lot of falling right now. And I want people to have more kindness, more love. And so I thought, let's do a documentary about love, about more kindness, about getting rid of hate, about Cynthia Andrews is interviewed in there. She's a naturopathic doctor. And she says, the only thing that separates us is judgment. And Sarah Cotterell is in there, and she was a former healthcare attorney. And so she has a lot of stats about how healthcare is not health nor care. But she says, we need to get away from loving power to the power of love. So these are some of the sound bites in the film that I think are going to really grab people's attention. And we have everybody that's been interviewed at the end say, what is love to them? And we talk about being connected. We talk about sound and light therapy to be a more natural healing modality than the pills and the surgeries and the things that really have more side effects. And I did the film because my mom and dad were both medical error deaths. And now there's things coming out from Johns Hopkins that says, you know, 500,000 to more people a year. I think it's more like 1 million people a year, either paralyzed or dead from medical errors. And it's not anybody's fault. The system's broken. It can't handle who we are and how we need to have healthcare. And the doctors are often more sick than the patients. They're overworked. They're understaffed. They don't have enough time. The insurance companies are like, get them through. You got 5, 10, 15 minutes. They send you home with these electronic devices to monitor. My boyfriend has a pacemaker. And once a month, he doesn't get any human touch. He runs like a mouse thing over the pacemaker and it sends to the doctor. That's not what I want to see in this world. So I wanted to put out a documentary so that we can start to have more community and more human touch and more connectedness and love and kindness. So the documentary, I hope, will inspire people to be more kind, to be more loving, and starting a movement on people that are changing the world.
Wow. There you go, from egg to movement, right? And so many people in your world, I know, and for some people, it's just starting to become to accept the idea that of hurts and frequency, and love has a frequency and peace has a frequency. But we know it. I always say to people, when you know it, when you walk into a room, how you naturally gravitate towards somebody. Why? Why are you naturally, you know, some people say, oh, maybe you had a past life together, or maybe you had this. And for some people, they're like, okay, really? So when you walk in a room, what do you go? You go, wow, it's great in here. It's got such a good vibe. You're matching, you're dancing, you've tapped into that energetic feeling of that room. Or there's someone in the room, you're like, yeah, not my person. You've never met them, you've never been introduced to them, you don't know who they are, but you just feel like you're not having a good vibe, or they're not someone. Do you know what I mean? We've all done it. We've all walked in a room and gravitated more to one or the other. And that's really what you're tapping into, and how much power there is in tapping into kindness. Like literally, I was watching a show many years ago. There was a woman that was diagnosed with cancer. And so same as, you know, I had a holistic health studio and there was 18 of us and we were all intuitives and all in tuned in. I mean, it was a groovy place to work. I got to tell you, it's like, you know, it's like a great place to work. And it reminded me of Samaya, one of our practitioners as well, who had cancer and didn't tell anybody. And she said, I didn't want to tell people I had, because this disease, cancer, has a vibration. And the more you say it, the more you own it. And she went down that road. And some of our staff was like, we would have done so much for you and helped you. But she got through it through her own means of medicine. And so she did. She stayed not attached to the name. So she felt the more she said she had something, the more she was going to have something. Same as this other woman who was talking, and she said as soon as she found out that she had this certain type of cancer, she chose to really double down on laughter. She used laughter as her main form of medicine because laughter is vibrational. Laughter kicks off endorphins. Laughter puts your mindset in another world. And she took everything negative out of her life. Like she didn't watch the news anymore. She didn't read newspapers. She didn't, like, everything that she felt changed anything from this state of joy. And honestly, that's how she cured herself. Now, I'm not making claim when I say that for anyone that's listening. I'm just saying that there's people that have chosen to take even vibration itself of laughter, vibration of silence, and use those as part of their treatment plan for their condition.
Oh, it's true. And David Hawkins has a book called Power Versus Force, and he talks about the energy or the vibration or the frequency of hate and shame and guilt is like below 200 hertz. But then you get up to love at, you know, 500-600 hertz. And I know it's changed. In his book that I read probably 20 years ago, it said that the Christ consciousness or the highest vibration was like 1,000 hertz. But even when he passed away, he admitted that it had even raised. So it's like 1,200 hertz now. And the eggs are vibrating at 1,600 hertz just by themselves. So think about the love that you get. It's a cocoon. It's a hug. And you're raising your vibration. And cancer has a low vibration. It's also acidic versus alkaline. And I think that we have emotions that we trap inside of our bodies that turn into cancer. And I think everything has an emotion. Kidney stones are sometimes you want to throw stones at somebody, but you internalize them because you can't. So if you look at the reason why you have things and then the emotions behind it, the more we can process those emotions, I think the healthier that we can be. And even Bruce Lipton says in epigenetics that it's not, there's no hereditary things. If your mom was angry and was critical and judgmental, you're probably going to be angry, judgmental, and critical. If your family ate a lot of sugar, like my mom had diabetes, my grandma had diabetes, and oh, you're going to have diabetes. My grandmother worked at a bakery and ate Danishes off the line. You know, I mean, that's why she had diabetes. And I don't do that. You know, refined sugar is very small in my life. So I don't have a lot of inflammation. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm going to be 54 years old. And I feel like I'm going backwards in aging from the egg.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit. About when you decide. So we talked about I want to talk a little bit more about the movie. I want to talk about how someone makes their way through. This is not a small quest, Gil. Like, and maybe it was everything that you've done multiple businesses that have taken you to really, this is more of a mission. And I understand that mission-based, well, we're called Mission Accepted, but there's certain projects in our life that are very mission. And all of my listeners and viewers know about the 262 and, you know, world book tour we're doing. And what has it taken from you? What's some of the stuff that you've had to overcome? Like, where does the healer go? So you go into your own egg, absolutely. But what has been the other things that have allowed you to be able to take the egg to market to create the movie? Like, where do you draw your source other than source? You know what I'm talking about? Like those fundamentals, you need money, you need staffing. What are we going to do for social media? Like, tap into that a little bit, because that's what stops a lot of visionaries from going forward. They're like, I got vision. I don't have money. I got vision. I know nothing about social media. I got vision. You know what I mean? Like, so talk a little bit about how that happened for you.
I think that's great. I love that. With the egg, I remember the first challenge with the egg was I grew up in Detroit. So a shaman came into my center and she said, you're going to invent something. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Women don't invent things is what I said. I'm face palming right now. And she said, oh, you need to get over that. And I said, oh my gosh, did I just say that out loud? And so she helped me clear that energy. And so it's about having accountable people in your life too. She wasn't afraid to say, because I'm very open. If somebody says, Gail, you're wrong, tell me why I'm wrong. And I'll change my belief system with enough information. I'm very humble and I feel like I don't have a lot of ego because I can do this. And so that was the first challenge. The second challenge was money. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but I got in a major car accident. I was hit at 60 miles an hour, T-bone. A girl ran the red light. And I thought, this is crazy. And I knew with sound and light therapy, if you can get that energy to clear, the cells can't remember. So within 6 hours, if you can get that trauma to clear, the cells don't remember. I should have had a traumatic brain injury. I should have been really jacked up. And I got into I had a light box at the time. I got into the box and the insurance company called me up and said, we have to do a settlement. I'm like, I'm not suing anybody. I don't do that. Oh no, because our driver hit you, we have to do a settlement. And they gave me enough money to create the prototype of the egg. And I just remember my guides going, okay. And there was also a piece of the egg that wasn't coming through yet. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Stelly. I'm a Scorpio. I'm, you know, super type A perfectionists. Some people, I say I'm anal about things. But I remember replaying the car accident and seeing my guides going, we're just going to have to hit her right now and she'll be fine. But this is how we're going to get her. The rest of the idea, it's going to come through. Because I had a near-death experience where a guy opened the passenger door because he couldn't open the driver door. I was stuck in there. He said, are you okay? And I'm like, hey, it's really nice to see you again. And he was like, I don't know you. At that moment, I knew everyone and I knew everything. And it lasted for quite maybe 15 minutes. And he thought I was insane, but he said, I have to go, but I want to be a witness because I saw her run the red light. I called him later that day. And he said, you scared me. And I said, why? He said, because you were so adamant that you knew me and I did not know you. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. But I realized it was an NDE and I knew everybody at that moment. And I realized that we are all connected and we do all know each other. And so now trying to get to the film, I said, okay, how am I going to do this? And there's so many times in my life, I say, God, you know, if you want me to do this, like make it happen. And I had to sell my location to be able to build this business. And so I remember my guide, Source God, I said, if you want me to do this, somebody better walk in the door and say, I want to buy your business. And I'm laughing and I'm laughing because that's not going to happen. Somebody did within a week. I walked into my business, said, are you selling this place? Because we just love it. And so I sold it. And the movie was the same thing. I said, okay, I guess I'm going to make a documentary. Okay. How's that going to happen? I don't have the money for it. The money showed up. I self-funded it. And it's, you know, they're not cheap. It's just so insane how when you're in the flow and when you're listening and you're quiet in your mind and you're expecting miracles to happen, they happen. So expect miracles to happen. Know that we are more powerful and magical than we can even imagine. We just have to stop believing all the stuff that we've been hoodwinked into believing that we don't have any control. We don't have any magic. It's just about control. And so then I said, okay, well, I need a team. How's that going to happen? So I started calling people. I have a huge network. This is what I want to do. I ended up with interviewing 4 filmmakers. And I love the cinematography of the guy that I chose because you'll see when you see the film, you're going to see beautiful pictures, beautiful nature, where you're very calm listening to this information. And then I said, okay, well, I need a scriptwriter. I need a producer. I need, locations. Who am I going to interview? And that was the other really intuitive thing. The people that we interviewed are beautiful souls, so full of love. people said, you need to interview Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden. I said, no, I don't resonate with them. I don't feel like they're my people. They're not my tribe. I like the underdogs. I like the people who have a lot to say, but they don't have a good marketing team. And so I interviewed them because they're beautiful souls. And the film's going to be with so much love from them. It can't not go viral. It just can't not. I just see it going, creating this movement. And so then we needed an editor. And the funniest part, and I know I'll shut up here because I could go on forever about this. It's a loaded question. I needed to have the music. We needed music composition, music scoring. And our last film, the ending song was so beautiful and it stuck with me. And so I called my director from the last film. I said, do you know how to find Joe? He said, no, I don't. Well, easy. He just kind of popped in, easy to get a hold of him. And he's going to do the music composition for the film. So it just, everything just worked. It flowed. I just kept saying yes. And not knowing how I was going to get there, just kept saying yes.
Very good. We're going to leave it on that note, just saying yes, because I think you answered the question in many, one happened, but two, a very manifest, but steady movement of what you wanted to happen. So you had this vision, there was some clarity. I love that. Look, you have a book, the TV is coming. We know that this show itself is going to be seen over and over and over again. So you may be hearing this when the movie's already out. Are you releasing the name of the movie at this point?
The working title right now is It's Time.
All right. Okay, that's an easy it's one. Time. We always say it. It's so time. It's time.
It's time. It's time for more love. It's time for more healing. It's time for so many things.
Okay. So let me kind of go through the ways that I know that people can access this information. And then, of course, we're going to have information in the show notes. And then if there's anything that I've missed that you want to finalize on, and I have a question for you. But so you have the book, and the book is out right now and available, right? Where is the book available?
It's harmonicegg.com. All of our books and consciously created music for meditation and healing are there with song notes. It's also on Amazon for Kindle and Audible, but I don't have the physical book on Amazon. I didn't need to.
Right.
I actually have staff that does our fulfillment.
Right. And we know that the movie isn't out yet at this time, but it's called It's Time. So whenever you're listening to this, I'm sure you can put it into search engines and find It's Time. But until then, is there a newsletter or is there a way for people to on your website that they can do a contact thing so they can be put on the guest list and the wait list for when the movie hits?
We have a place to sign up for our newsletter on harmonicegg.com, scrolling about halfway through the page. And you can sign up for the newsletter. And we're planning the release for the film to be September 2024. And it is currently, July 2024. And I want to do community screenings. I want to have 140 plus locations do community screenings. I will be doing a community screening in my town, doing a Q&A at an independent theater to support local businesses, to support independent theaters. And so I feel like instead of going to the film festivals and all that hoopla and jumping through hoops, which I'll do a few, but more of the conscious film festivals. Mm-hmm. And the community screenings, I think, are going to be beautiful for the center owners to be able to answer questions. And, and some of their clients will show up and then they'll be interacting with people who are film lovers. And I think it's going to be a great match.
Awesome. Okay, well, and I know someone that I'd love to introduce you to that's having a high level success on doing her own showing. She's amazing. Betta Baraka, you'll love her. So my last question for you is, okay, someone calls you and says, you know what, Gail, love you, love what you're doing. I have two tickets, backstage passes to whoever you want to see. Someone you've never seen before, a concert you've never seen before, a band you've never seen before, all yours, full access. Who are you going to pick?
Well, do they have to be dead or alive?
You can do one of both if you like. How's that? The world is abundant.
No, I, Because I, as most people know, you know, if you know me, I did my first film with Elvis Presley's stepbrother, David Stanley. And it was about his time with Elvis on tour. And you know what? Elvis sounded like a magical, absolutely almost disciple-like being. He was a healer. He was so much more than what his, I guess, management made him to be. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you walked in a room, you knew he was there. I would have loved to have, you know, been in a concert and really just met him. I've tapped into him energetically. He was just a beautiful soul and just so much full of love. But mm-hmm. also how David describes him is he was the meanest person he ever met and the nicest person he ever met. So there was that probably struggle within him. I would have loved to meet him and hear a concert from him. Yes. Yeah.
That's a great answer. Thank you so much for being on Mission Accepted. We so appreciate you. And for listeners out there and viewers out there that you have something to say, you've got a mission, there's something that you want to share. If you'd like to be sitting where Gail's sitting, you know where to reach us. This is not difficult. It's deb@devdrummond.com and you can go to devdrummond.com and you can see where to find all of the beautiful media. And if you want to speak on even a grander scale and you want to actually get on a live or a summit, we've just opened up for conversations. We don't do applications, we're conversation people. If you'd like to hit the summit, stand up, speak up, and show up, yes, you. We'd love to see you on stage and support you in that. So if that interests you, you know where to find us. So thank you once again, and wonderful audience, until we see you again, which will surely be next week. If you will, and you stay with me. Bye for now.